There was once a couple in the community, very fine people, very intelligent, and very, very wonderful, still are very wonderful people. And they were coming, but there was a thing they just couldn't get. What do you mean, hearing from the Lord? What? You know, we have the teaching of the church, we have the scriptures, you know, what do you mean by hearing from the Lord? So, life went on. I tried to explain it a bit, but they finally wound up having about 10 or 12 children. Anyway, she was pregnant, got pregnant kind of by surprise, and they wanted to know what the Lord wanted to do. So they're praying away, and they decided to open up the scriptures, get direction from the, like these charismatics do, you know, from the Bible. And they came to, let the children come to me. It just was such a powerful confirmation. I am presiding over this. You needn't be disturbed. It'll be okay. And see, that's the difference between inference and revelation. I mean, the woman gets pregnant, it's God's will. I mean, there it is, you know. That's inference. But revelation is, I know this. And they went from one to the other through this verse. I thought you'd be interested in that. Because it does touch on the question that we all ask. Whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it. Oh boy. So how do you receive the kingdom of God like a child? What does that mean? Well, I think the first mistake we make is it's a rule. You know, it's a project. It's a, no, it's a child. We have huge examples of this in our, almost in our own day. Therese, for instance, you know. Huge saint. So what does it mean? I'm going to offer a little bit of a reflection anyway. I think we start with the Holy Spirit. First place, the Holy Spirit in us is the one who cries Abba to the Father. It gives us the beginning, and more than the beginning, of a childlike relationship to God. Abba gives us a divine affection for God the Father. That's the beginning of receiving the kingdom of God like a child, is to let the Holy Spirit work with us. In fact, as I was reflecting this morning, the key to the whole thing is the Holy Spirit. I remember, I think it was Eve Congar recounted this story. At Vatican II, we had just finished the document on the church, Lumen Gentium, which is very beautiful and very powerful. And Alexander Skrema, an Orthodox theologian, was been invited to be among the observers at the council. So after it was over, Congar said to Skrema, well, what do you think of that document? He said, it's a good document. You know, but if we had done it in the East, we would have just done a treatise on anthropology and on the Holy Spirit. That's the church. What a different view. But it does point out a weakness in us, huh? Do we really take direction from the Holy Spirit? Yeah, we can infer that inspiration was probably from the Holy Spirit. But more than that, childlike heart yields, learns, speaks to, is spoken to by the Holy Spirit. He's not just the great silent, hovering one. He speaks to us and teaches us how to receive the kingdom like a child. First thing that, when that begins to happen in us, a lot of stress goes away. Because I am not going to create the kingdom of God, I'm going to receive it. And that's a great insight. I think it'd be pretty obvious. And it is, theologically, we all can say this. But to really receive the kingdom is a work of the Holy Spirit. In fact, He is the kingdom. You know, we have the Our Father. Your kingdom come, right? In the footnotes in our little Greek Bibles, there's a variant. We know it's a variant. We know it's a liturgical variant. But it's significant anyway. It says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let your Holy Spirit come upon us, rather than thy kingdom come. And as He works in our hearts, He brings about the kingdom because we're open to the Father's word. We begin to relate to the Father as a child, trusting Him. And He is so, I don't know the right word, delicate, discerning, that little by little He teaches us to receive. To receive. And so we learn that way, that a lot of the stress in our spiritual life is because we're not children. You know, we got to do it. Yes, we got to do it. But look at the way those who did mature, well, take Therese or any of them. I mean, heroic. You know, above and beyond what flesh and blood can do. Exactly. By the Holy Spirit. So let's make a resolution that we're going to talk to Him anyway, okay? And listen to Him. Let Him talk to us. There are some great prayers to the Holy Spirit. Cardinal Mercier's prayer. The Veni Sancti Spiritus. I memorized that when I was a kid in Latin, and now I can't say it in English. But it's a gorgeous prayer. Come, Veni Sancti Spiritus, et imidi ceditus, lucius tui radium. Come, Holy Spirit, and pour out on us your heavenly rays of light. Come, Father of the poor, pauper pauperum. Come, lumen, light of the heart, veni lumen cordium. Consolator optime, you know what that one means. Dulcis hospes anime, the sweet guest of the soul. Dulce refrigerium, a sweet refreshment. The Holy Spirit, God, is refreshment. Who gets all excited about that? Children. Those whose hearts have been made childlike are just in awe at God. And from there comes that ability to relax. Not relax like go to sleep. Just yield. And the Holy Spirit will take us out beyond where we have the stamina or the guts or anything, brains, to go. And we'll be saints. That's one of the ways I think the Lord was when He said, you got to accept the kingdom of God like a child. You got to just let it come to you and work on it, you know. Let it work on you. But I think we start just by saying, you know, blessed Holy Spirit, please talk to me. I've never talked to you in my life. It's about time I start.